This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News, I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Nathan Partenza. In an historic move, US President Barack Obama has come out in favour of marriage equality. He becomes the first sitting US president to support legalising same-sex marriage.
At a certain point, I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
Obama also spoke of his daughters, Sasha and Malia, who thought it was no big deal for their school friends to have same-sex parents. Although the change in Obama's stated personal views made international headlines, he emphasised that the issue should be decided by the US states, not the federal government. His announcement came shortly after North Carolina became the 30th US state to constitutionally ban marriage equality, but crucially, it comes in advance of the upcoming presidential elections in November.
Following Obama's announcement, Prime Minister Julia Gillard maintained that her views are not changing and that she still opposes gay marriage. She reaffirmed that if the bill for marriage equality comes to the Australian Parliament this year, that she will be voting against it. Rodney Croom from Australian Marriage Equality expressed his frustration at Gillard not changing her position.
Well, so far it hasn't changed Julia Gillard, but certainly in speaking to backbench members of the major parties in the last couple of days, they say it is having a big impact. In their eyes, in the eyes of their colleagues, it's mainstreamed the issue more, it's made it more legitimate, and it has focused their attention on it. So yes, I think that it will have a major impact on our federal parliamentarians, even if they're not necessarily talking about that publicly at the moment.
Politicians and entertainers have joined forces as part of simultaneous rallies around Australia in favour of marriage equality. Organisers say more than 6,500 people turned out across the country as part of the Marriage Equality National Day of Action, including an apparent record number of heterosexual protesters lending their support to the cause. Among those to get a rockstar reception at the largest rally in Melbourne were federal MP Adam Bandt and newly out comedian Magda Subansky.
There are people who live in parts of the globe where simply being gay will mean that they face the death penalty. We call ourselves the lucky country, and we are the lucky country. But if this country, with its peaceful history, with its affluence, with its harmony, if this country can't practice tolerance, how can we expect any other country to be capable of tolerance?
Almost 500 same-sex couples in Queensland could learn the fate of their civil unions within weeks. The state's Attorney General is examining the possibility of a full or partial repeal of the civil union laws and has confirmed a final proposal will be brought before Cabinet as early as this month. Prior to his election, Premier Campbell Newman said he would not repeal the laws if it left couples in legal limbo. But Attorney General Jared Blay says all options are on the table and there might not be rights to take away in the first place.
Briefly, in other news, Victoria's Deputy Chief Psychiatrist will remain on the board of the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, despite publicly asserting that same-sex marriage would affect the future health of the nation. And prominent marriage equality campaigner Alex Greenwich has married his long-term partner Victor in front of family and friends in Buenos Aires. The pair were the first foreign couple to marry in the city, and Argentinian President Cristina Kirchner will now write to Prime Minister Julia Gillard, urging her to support gay marriage.
To QNN Sport, here's Tanya Lewis.
A gay airline called Fresh Air has just been launched in order to deliver passengers to the gay Euro Games in Budapest this July. The company aims to fill the void left by traditional airlines by catering to a rainbow of tastes and sexual orientations. And US gymnast Josh Dixon has come out while competing in a qualifying event for the London 2012 Olympics. Dixon is the country's first openly gay gymnast, but he believes that coming out publicly will not affect his chances of making the Olympic team.
Thanks, Tanya. If there's a story out there you'd like to hear on QNN, then let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.